The Bristol Bay Health Corporation is laying off 13 people and eliminating other positions due to hard economic times. From member station KDLG, Adam Kane reports.
While there have been minor deficits in the past, this is the first time that the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation in Dillingham will be operating under a planned deficit. As a result of the deficit, drastic measures have been taken and 13 employees have been laid off, as well as 5 positions being reduced. BBAHC Human Resources Director Jack Davis describes the situation taking place within the corporation.
Specifically, our community health representatives. There are 5 community health reps that we are laying off, and all these layoffs are effective the 31st of January.
The community health representatives were not caregivers in the villages. They worked mainly in the field of education. He goes on to say that the layoffs weren't limited to the community health representatives.
Our house, our respite caregivers for the severely mentally ill, there were 3 layoffs there. Basic life support system trainer from our emergency services was laid off, as was a call-in trainer. Our maternal and child health service program was cut.
Davis says that there were also reductions to 5 positions, including the hospital audiologist, the injury prevention specialist, an optometry assistant, and 2 respite caregivers. Hospital Director Robert Clark explains that the layoffs were the end result of many combined factors.
Our biggest costs were like fuel, electricity. We tried like heck to get a windmill at Michigak. That didn't fare out. And we missed two funding cycles now on that. We're still probably going to be pursuing some of the energy cost areas. Our medevac was up over $700,000 over the last couple of years. Electricity is up. Pharmaceuticals are up. You name it. Everything's up on essentially a fixed budget, which means we're going backwards.
Due to those high costs, the hospital is beginning the new year with between a $550,000 and $600,000 planned deficit, which is unsustainable for any prolonged amount of time.
We're having to just pare back and just watch the budget very tightly. As you know, you look at the costs in town, the fuel, the airfare. I mean, we're stuck with that, and we're a 24/7 business, 365, so there's a lot of things that are beyond our control.
Clark mentions the possibility of more layoffs in April, which is when the corporation conducts its mid-year budget review. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.